Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat, September 28, 2013, 24 Tishrei, 5774, Bereshit, Genesis 1, 1 through 6, 8, Haftarah, Isaiah 42, 5 through 43, 11. Devar Torah, What's So Special About Being Human? By Rabbi Charles A. Kroloff. Have you ever asked your rabbi a question about the Bible? There are four or five questions that I am asked over and over again. One of the most frequently asked is about this week's Parasha Bereshit, the first portion of the first book of Torah. Why should we pay any attention to the biblical story of creation? After all, isn't it full of unscientific, antiquated myths that we have outgrown? It's a fair question. After all, if you embrace the concept of evolution, you can hardly justify creation in 7 days. Now, there are some people who attempt to fit the biblical narrative into a scientific model by suggesting that one day corresponds to millennia and that each day more or less mirrors evolution. Good try, but that explanation ultimately falls short, leaving the creation story to resemble third-rate science fiction. Of course, you could go literal, reading Genesis as a creationist would, relegating evolution to one of many competing theories. For most of us, this is not a very satisfying way to go, so we need to shift direction and think in different terms. I'm convinced that there are profound truths embedded in the story, but they are spiritual truths, not scientific ones. They address the deepest questions that a human being can ask. Questions that flow not from the microscope, but from the spirit. Questions that respond not to scientific measurement, but to the soul that searches. Let's begin with one of those questions. What's so special about being human? According to the creation story, God created us, B'Tselem Elohim, in God's image. Genesis 1:27. The singer of Psalms probably had this in mind when he or she wrote that God made us a little less than divine, Psalms 8:6. It is a blasphemous thing to act like we are God, but it is an awesome thing to think that we can fulfill ideals that we associate with God, to do justly, love mercy, lift up the fallen, and heal the sick. It's like saying that we detect within ourselves some of the holiness that we associate with God. Here's a real-life situation. I'm sitting with someone I know. She pulls out a cigarette. I feel compelled to offer reasons why she should not smoke. Her response, it's my body and I'll do whatever I want with it. Here's where B'Tselem Elohim enters the picture. If we are created in God's image, then when we harm ourselves, we are harming something of God. And if someone is diminishing God's presence in this world, perhaps I need to alert her about this. Warning though, consider the uniqueness of each situation before criticizing someone. There are some who think that our animal side is predominant. For them, being human is an excuse for every sin. When they fail to live up to the ideals of honesty and compassion, they offer what Rabbi Milton Steinberg called the eternal alibi. Oh well, they say, I'm only human. But there are those who think that the noble traits in us are the most essential. For them, being created in the image of God makes all the difference. It's what makes us special. The rabbis of old captured the profundity of this idea. Beloved is a human being, for humans were created in the image of God. Still greater was the love, in that it was made known to us that we were created in the image of God. Pirkei Avot 3:18. Here is another deep question from our parasha. What kind of a world is this into which we have been born? I'm fascinated by the fact that 6 times in Genesis chapter 1, the creative process is described as ki tov, for it was good. Then, the text culminates with a 7th celebration in verse 31, v'hine tov me'od, and behold, it was very good. This repetition with added emphasis reminds me that everything that God made is good. Of course, life in this world doesn't always feel that way. Illness, bad accidents, and crime all seem to argue that much of this world is not good. How do we reconcile a biblical chapter full of goodies with the evil that jumps out at us from the daily newspaper? I do not have an easy answer to this dilemma, but our parasha offers a possible direction. Note that the word tov, good, modifies God's creation 7 times, paralleling the 7 days of creation and pointing us to the 7th day, Shabbat. Pinchas Peli reminds us that the 7th day brings the 6 days not to an end as in finish, but to an end as in destination. This understanding enables Peli to interpret Exodus 31:17 in this way. The heaven and the earth and all their array were finished. Had they reached their destination, they were still yet longing. On the 7th day, God made all the work which God had been doing into a vessel. On the 7th, God abstained from work and breathed a soul into it. Peli suggests that Shabbat is the breath of the Spirit of God breathed into the mammoth body of the created world of nature. On the Sabbath, the world of matter obtained a soul. See Pinchas Peli, Shabbat Shalom. In other words, the world is not yet finished. We are completing it. We help to complete it by bringing Shabbat's soul into our week. We do it by studying our tradition, by refreshing body and soul, by making the Spirit of God and the values of Torah real in the world. The world was created good. We humans were created special. The goodness in our creation story is realized every day by caring women and men. Rabbi Charles A. Kraloff, past president of the Central Conference of American Rabbis and of Artsa, is Rabbi Emeritus of Temple Emmanuel in Westfield, New Jersey. He is vice president for special projects at Hebrew Union College, Jewish Institute of Religion, and author of When Elijah Knocks, A Religious Response to Homelessness, and Reform Judaism, A Jewish Way of Life.